Recently, Current State has taken you to some historic sites in Detroit, including a stop just last week at the house where former President Ulysses S. Grant once lived. Now we turn to Lansing for some history that's closer to home. Scott Pohl recently met up with historian Tom Truscott. Where'd you go, Scott?
Well, Mark, we picked a place where lots of historic stories come together in Lansing, Mount Hope Cemetery. Tom Truscott is well known in local historical circles after a 35-year teaching career in Potterville. He serves on the Michigan Historical Commission and has made remarks at dozens of historical marker dedication ceremonies around the state, including the one at Mount Hope Cemetery's marker, which is located right at the entrance.
Today we're at the historic marker for the Mount Hope Cemetery, which really is the history of Lansing buried here. And all of the prominent people are buried here. Plus, there are young men who went to the boys' vocational school and who had passed away, and they have their own separate place to be buried. And there are some very important people here. One is Lucy Kearney, who was 117 years old. She was an African-American slave, and when I made the dedication here, I kind of used the theme of freedom. And I felt that she was born in 1762, and as a teenager, she grew up during the American Revolution and witnessed the freedom firsthand, winning the revolution and becoming a free nation. And then she lived through the Civil War. And the Civil War, because of her slave status, gave her her own personal freedom. And as a result of that, she visualized that and lived through it. And today, you know, as we think about lives, that she has had such an important factor in deciding, you know, and seeing freedom. Secondly, in the cemetery is a special section for the Civil War soldiers. And in 1861 to 1865, they fought for freedom. 630,000 of them lost their lives, and some of them are buried here. And it gave meaning to our Constitution and to the our Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal.
We're at Mount Hope Cemetery with historian Tom Truscott, and the memorial to R.E. Olds here is one of the real magnificent structures here, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the highest points in the cemetery, and he was the man that really developed the city of Lansing as an entrepreneur, and by inventing the automobile and then the Oldsmobile factory and the industries that followed the automobile, he also built the Capital Bank building, which was called the Old Tower. Now it's the Bogie Building in Lansing. He brought great wealth and a tremendous amount of employment to this area.
Let's talk about a few of the other well-known Lansing history names that are interred here at Mount Hope Cemetery. Where you and I are talking right now is next to the memorial to General John A. Logan, who I'm going to assume was the namesake of Logan Street in Lansing, which has since, in the last 10 years or so, been renamed in honor of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, the Logan Memorial decree that he put out, the order, we just celebrated because we just had Memorial Day. It was originally called Decoration Day. And Logan wanted the graves of the Civil War soldiers decorated in all the different communities and tribute paid to them. And we've continued that as we honor all our veterans today.
I noticed as we drove through the cemetery a number of names that are associated with parks in Lansing. Let's start with Ranny.
Ranny is the... He was a soldier, two-time Medal of Honor winner, and the Ranny Park now is the softball field in Lansing, and it's been a park for many years that many of our citizens have enjoyed.
I also saw the name Potter.
Potter is a man that I wished I knew more about Potter. Potter was originally in the community of Potterville, and he bought land where Potter's Park is today, was part of his land. And also Moore's. Moore's Park in Lansing, he was a farmer, a logger, and a man who was an entrepreneur during the 1870s, 1880s. And he donated all of the property along the river to the city of Lansing, Moore's Park, and then also as you continue down, Francis Park, which was named after his wife.
I must say, I haven't been in this cemetery in a very long time. It's very well maintained, and on a nice day, it would be a very interesting place to spend some time.
Yes, it would be. Lee Bancroft was, I think, superintendent of cemeteries and parks here in Lansing for about 40 years. And the Parks and Recreation Department and the cemeteries he maintained, Lansing was known for years and still is as a city of parks.
We're at Mount Hope Cemetery with historian Tom Truscott, and Pruden is another prominent name here near the entrance to the cemetery.
The Pruden Building, that's all I know from my history here, is down on Capitol Avenue. And Pruden Building was also, I believe, right next to or the Masonic Temple that is now owned by the Cooley Law School.
What is it in general about cemeteries that appeals to people who have an interest in history?
Well, the one thing about them is as you walk through a cemetery, one of the things that you can look at, whether it be a big monument or a small monument, is you can read the name on the cemetery. Because a lot of people, when they die, pass away, they are never recognized again. And just walking through and reading the name. And as an old history teacher, one of the things I'd like to do in cemeteries is I would have the kids go through and take a piece of paper and a pencil and scratch out the name of the person and the date of the person, and then come back to the classroom and think what life was like at the time that they were born and that they passed away. And that gives the students, I thought at that time, a sense of knowing who the person was and also knowing what their place was in history. And it also educated the student to see, you know, to the history of the time. My goodness, it was horrid during the Civil War. We had heat waves, we had freezing temperatures, and then you wonder, how were those people living? You know, they had wood fireplaces, they had kerosene lighting, they had horse manure all over the streets. You never looked up when you were walking in the city, and just to get a feeling for what it was like so that I could relate to it.
It would be interesting to take a well-guided tour through the cemetery, or a self-guided tour if there was access to something of a map that would indicate where some of the more prominent grave sites are.
I think the if you would visit the Convention Bureau in Lansing or contact Loretta Stanaway, she has, I'm sure, all of the maps that would direct you to different spots. I know at different times during the year they have tours of Mount Hope Cemetery. And also Valerie Marvin, who's the head of the Lansing Historical Society, leads groups through the cemetery. So, and they have a much deeper knowledge of the cemetery than I do.
You mentioned Loretta Stanaway, the name of the organization that she's with?
Friends of Lansing Cemeteries.
Well, I would imagine that not just this cemetery, but most any older cemetery anyway, would be something you would recommend to history buffs to check out.
Sure. I did the cemetery. One of the early markers I did when I was on the Historic Commission was the Johnson Cemetery in Niles. And the original deed for the cemetery, for the land, was granted by Andrew Jackson, who was president at the time, before we became a state. And it was interesting because over 60% of the markers in there were children under the age of 6 years old.
Oh, my. Well, Tom Truscott, great pleasure meeting you. And I hope that hearing this conversation will encourage people to visit Mount Hope Cemetery and the other historic cemeteries in Lansing.
I hope so, too. I love history, and I want people, if they know their history, hopefully in the future they won't repeat some of the mistakes that have been made.
Historian Tom Truscott, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.